Listener Production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here!
A Puppy Cuddles Brisbane was in the office today. I don't... Look, it's no surprise I don't like animals. Puppies, yeah, nice to look at, cute. No, I'm not a dog person, not a cat person, not any person.
You have no love in your heart.
I've never seen you so unable to function. Like, you're unable to function at the best of times. You cannot,
Puppies and old people, that's...
Old people? Old people are gross.
No, they make me really sad. Puppies and old people...
They make you sad!
...are the only things that pull on the heartstrings for me.
If
I see an old man with a puppy, I'm gone.
Oh, do you know what I saw? I saw a clip on TikTok. Don't. Oh, God. Don't. Oh, my God. It was a really old man. He was DJing at like a wedding, but he had just a huge table load of CDs. He was flicking through his CDs. He was in his little suit. Oh, my God. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then it's like, we must protect this man at all costs. And then he's DJing and he's like in the zone. And I'm like, oh, it's so cute because he's like, that's so old school.
He's in his suit with his CDs.
His life would be so much easier if it was digitized, but it probably wouldn't because old people don't know how to use digital. Oh. And I was like, oh, like the amount of effort you have to go. Like, it really shows you the amount of effort former DJs couldn't just like click. Oh, yeah. Just find a song. I've got every conceivable song. No.
Yeah.
You have to quickly flick through and find stuff. You're pulling shit out whilst trying to DJ and line things up.
Well, he's a bloody 5-star DJ then, isn't he?
Anyways, there was puppies in the office and I just wanted to say, yeah, they were cute, but God, you cried.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
There was a little sausage dog that had a little belly.
Yeah.
So cute.
Cool.
Anyway, do you have some
I wanted to do some Patreon shout-outs. It's been a while. I haven't forgotten about them. It's just obviously... Financially, it's tough times, and so I'm just, like, waiting for people to join and subscribe. And we've got some people! Yay! Patreon, for those that don't know, is just how you can give me money without me having to do anything.
Simple.
The best way I can describe Patreon, because some friends of mine are on it, and they made it big in America, and they make, oh, my God, I'm so jealous of them. Yeah, mine's okay. But in America, they tip.
Mm.
So tipping culture is a real thing.
Yeah.
So it's really, Americans just understand what Patreon is, whereas Australians, I love you, really love you, but you're very demand, like you demand something for that money.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, I would too.
Yeah.
Which is what you just said, $5, $5 a month. I really appreciate it. Complete Drivelers, though, they pay a lot more than $5 a month, which is why they get an exclusive shout-out.
Yeah.
Am I going to mention?
Just why we love them.
Catherine Manders. Thank you, Catherine Manders.
Thank you, Catherine. Beautiful name.
We like to guess what professions our Complete Drivelers have.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Royal family.
Royal family? No, she sounds like, tick, 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 tick. I'm Liz Hurley, and tonight's segment has been produced by Catherine Manders.
Yeah, great.
We go and delve into the relationship between, like, I've always, you know I want to do news.
Anyway,
Catherine Manders. Next we have Lauren. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Lauren doesn't have a last name. She is too scared to tell me any information about herself. So, Lauren, what do we think Lauren is? 3, 2, 1, private
teacher.
Investigator. Oh, teacher's a good one because a lot of teachers will never admit to knowing who I am.
I was either going to say that or my sister. My sister's name is Lauren and she does listen to the podcast.
I doubt she would be paying money. Elizabeth Anderson. Thank you, Elizabeth Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I've got something.
3, 2, 1.
Children's
nurse.
Author.
Oh, Elizabeth Anderson.
It's like Hans Christian Andersen, but like Elizabeth Anderson.
No, Elizabeth Anderson sounds more like romance novels.
Oh, yeah.
Like an inner thigh erotica. Was dripping wet. I'm Elizabeth Anderson for erotica.
You just went into 60 minutes.
Yeah, no, I did. Shay.
Oh.
Okay, Shay also doesn't want to give me a last name.
Okay.
Shay.
I've got a real niche one.
Yeah, I've got a popular one. 3, 2, 1.
Hairdresser.
Unemployed Bogan. Oh. I love the name Shay. If your name is Shay, I love you. Mm. It's a bit bogan.
I imagine
though.
Shay works at a Just Cuts.
Shay, get in here. That's just, I imagine, beautiful Shay. Thank you, Shay. Laura Duffy.
Mm.
Thank you, Laura. Fuck. Duff.
Oh, I've got something.
Duffy.
I've got two.
Okay, three,
I don't know which one
two,
to use.
One.
Stuff toy maker.
Operator. Stuffed, because Duffy and Stuffy. Okay, but that's, I don't think that's, yep,
what did
cool.
You say?
What was the second one? Crane operator.
What?
Laura Duffy. It sounds like she's like a tough, she's like, right, I'm getting into that and I'm operating the crane and we're building this and I am in with the boys.
Yeah.
Like, no boys are going to fucking boss me around, those stupid assholes.
No, I can kind of see that.
I'm going to whack them with the crane. It's probably, would kill them. Let's not do that.
I was also going to say,
settle down, Laura.
She's too strong.
Yeah.
I was going to say bartender because Duffy Duffman.
Oh, bartender's a great one.
What's the Duffman?
Duffman. Oh, yeah. Don't gyrate like that, please. And lastly, this is a bit of an exciting one.
Hmm.
I had to do some Googling. So they've signed up under the name Shitbox Rally.
Oh.
Which I was like, well, that's an interesting birth name. It can't be. So I Googled Shitbox Rally and it turns out there's a, I've heard about this, a Shitbox, which is, a terrible car.
Yeah.
They do a rally. Basically, they drive in their Shitbox from Port Douglas. Get this. To fucking Adelaide. Port Douglas,
wow.
For those that don't know, is like very high up, two-thirds up of Queensland. Like, I'm pointing into the sky right now. And Adelaide is at the bottom of Australia. It's like, I feel like that would be like driving from LA to New York almost.
That is insane.
That is. In a shitbox? Like, when I had a shitbox car, I was lucky to drive 20 kilometres.
I was going
to
say, surely they must have support
city.
Mechanics.
Well, so I then went back to the complete driver that signed up and it was a team. They signed up under Team Bent Axle Bob. So then I Googled Bent Axle Bob.
Is this some private investigation stuff?
Yeah. Well, it's just some Googling.
Huh.
And there's a Facebook page for Bent Axle Bob, Shitbox Rally, Team Bent Axle Bob. I'm going to follow them. And it's this really, really super old Ford. Commodore's Holden, isn't it? But what's the Ford equivalent of a Holden Commodore? It was a Ford Falcon!
Falcon!
I'm pretty sure it's a Ford Falcon. Sorry, I'm really into that.
Wow.
I'm not usually into cars.
Yeah,
and
what's happening to you right
now? It's a done-up shitbox. And that's going to drive. Look, let me show you. See, there it is in front of the Big Mango.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks sick, doesn't it?
How cool. That's so cool.
So go, Team Bent Axle Bob. It's like a...
They'll appreciate the support.
It's like a week of driving.
That's a long time.
Fuck,
that's a long time
like
in a shitbox.
In a shitbox, in like the heat.
Mm.
Also, the poor drivers must be so boring.
But if they're together, community,
well,
you
wouldn't want to because the petrol, like per person, you wouldn't want to weigh it down.
Yeah. Go team.
Go team. Cool. Well, good luck to... Team Bent Axle Bob, and a huge thank you to Catherine Manders, Lauren, Elizabeth Anderson, Shay, and Laura Duffy. And if you would like to be a Patreon member, just Google patreon.com/Christian Hull.
We love you.
Give me your money, you bitch! Give me your money! Nat, I am literally really nervous and excited. I used to work on a national drive show, which is an afternoon radio show.
You did.
With Carrie and Tommy.
Mm-hmm. The big
dogs. On the Hit Network. And I spent a year with them as their digital producer, left to do Facebook videos and a comedy tour. Mm-hmm. And ultimately now, as of the start of this year, I join OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
Got a text message from their producer, Sam, who was like, oh, the guys want to talk to you. They want an update. I was like, oh, that's nice. It's weird. It's like, I'm sort of not really anybody interesting.
Oh,
and then
that.
He was like, oh, they're going to talk to about your OnlyFans, joining OnlyFans. They've got a lot of questions. I was like, oh, wow. And then I found out that both Carrie and Tommy have seen my Twitter page, which promotes the OnlyFans, and the content on there is very explicit.
Mm.
And so it was a lot to deal with because I don't really know anyone who's seen my stuff that isn't just a gay. Like, someone I know or
let alone
with.
Old colleagues as well.
And now I'm about to go on national radio across Australia to talk about it. And I am, one, terrified because, is that interesting?
It is 100% interesting.
What are we going to talk about?
But for someone outside this realm, sometimes I'm even like, I can't even wrap my head around it sometimes. Mm. I think it's because you're in it, you forget how interesting it is.
It's radio. Like, how am I going to talk about this? my theory is there might be some explicit stuff that they save for a podcast or...
Surely. Or do sure. Like I mean, that. Of course, because they're a national drive show, there is a lot of regulations. Oh, there's a lot of
radio. See, this is the thing about radio. It's been around for, you know, 50, 60 years. Mm. There's been a lot of regulations put in place. Podcasting is so new. We can talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's unregulated, which is great. Mm-hmm. So that call is happening in about 5 minutes.
When's the last time you spoke to Carrie and Tommy?
Tommy called me the other day.
Oh.
While I was on tour. This was like right before I had my hotel.
Oh, experience.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we chatted because he wants to bring out a game and he wanted to talk about selling merch.
Oh.
It's really nice. Like they're really genuinely lovely people. That entire team I'm still in contact with that I worked with, they are hands down, it was the funnest and best team to work with on radio. Oh. And they're so lovely and genuine, which is why I was like, yeah, I'll come and talk about OnlyFans. I know they'll be respectful.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some sort of stitch up, surely. Is it that interesting to just have a chat?
I think it's extremely interesting. But it is radio and we do thrive off, you know, jokes. And
well, so the next clip that you're going to hear will be the interview. We'll just play the interview off the back of this. I mean, if it went well, we'll play the interview. If there's no interview off the back of this... Then nothing went to air and they had to delete everything and it was, it wasn't good. So, we're playing Russian Roulette. Is a piece of audio going to play?
Because what a pleasure. This man is a online sensation who we know and love very much. Would you please welcome Christian Ho?
Hey! Oh, what a thrill to be back.
Christian, I never know quite how to introduce you because you are an online sensation, but it seems to underplay what you do. You have a podcast. You have
an entrepreneur.
You're an entrepreneur. You have a huge following in social media. Is that enough? Is online sensation enough?
I don't know. It's always, Mum always struggles. Now, what does your son do, Karen? She's like, he does the things on the websites. I mean.
What are you writing on your customs form?
I lie. I say video editor.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you are doing that as well.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is how
comedian?
Were you?
I like comedian. Oh, but yes, then comedian. That puts me on par with like with Tommy Little, who's actually quite funny.
You do. No, your live shows are great. You tour live shows. I forgot. But a video editor is how we originally came to know and love you because you worked on this very show with us as our online digital producer.
I did. I spent a year with you guys. And it was, honestly, the best year of my life. So
That's
much fun.
That's absolute rubbish.
No, it was.
A good year, but it wasn't the best year of your life.
Yeah. No one who has the best year of their life leaves.
Can I just ask, let me just check in with our new web guy, Eli, have you had yet the best year of your life?
Still hoping to come.
Still hoping to come, yeah.
Well, you've heard the rule, you've got to quit when it comes. And then, Christian, you left our show to then go and focus on your own business full time. You did a big national live tour.
Social media sort of exploded and you can make a lot of money on Facebook with ad revenue.
Yep.
And that was just basically I was earning more in Facebook ads than I was working for you guys. So sorry.
Yeah.
And that just gave me the freedom to go, see ya! And then I did a national tour and that's pretty lucrative. And then I've just cut myself loose.
You bought out, you have a, is it the F Off shop?
Yeah. In COVID, when, you know, we couldn't do touring, I just started making products and selling them online. And just out of nowhere, they just did really well. And so I'm... Yeah. Selling stuff online now.
So
it's fair to say that the majority of your content online now is quite saucy, yeah?
Very, yes.
So the things when you made stuff, I know there was a adults only kind of version of Monopoly.
Yes. With the F word, F-opoly.
F-opoly.
Yep, so I made a game. I sell a lot of things that are shaped like the male appendage.
Yes.
Can I say penis?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it an actual, I may have misseen your Instagram, but are you actually selling vegetable cleaners
Carrie.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I only scrolled through quickly.
Uploaded a video of me doing a sales pitch for a, in quotations, vegetable cleaner.
But it's
where
a
you
sex
slide,
toy.
Yeah, oh, you geez. Slide a vegetable in the base of this vegetable cleaner, and then vigorously make an up and down motion. But it's not...
The cleanest carrot you've ever seen.
The cleanest carrot you've ever seen. And because I can't use... You've got to be really coded in the language that you use on Facebook and Instagram because they flag you. And so I have delved... I'm now, you know, selling toys for the bedroom. And so it was coded with, you know, I got a carrot and I basically cleaned a carrot with this toy. And about 80% of my audience... genuinely believe that it was a vegetable cleaner.
Yeah. Me included. I was so going to buy a couple and give them to mum for Christmas.
There are probably some wonderful ladies in a kitchen cleaning their vegetables with this product, which fills me with joy.
Wondering why the carrot comes out dirtier and smaller.
Are you... We've got lots to talk to you about, which we're going to do next. A couple of... Because there's so much... things have gotten hectic.
Well, of all that stuff. It's all I would say adult. Mm-hmm. But I've found none of it shocking. But you're not.
Haven't you?
All of the stuff we've talked about?
Yeah.
None of it.
Okay.
No. But Christian, your next venture that you're currently doing, I have found, good on you, but I was literally shocked.
We couldn't speak after we saw it for a little bit.
Well, so I got a text yesterday that said, Carrie and Tommy want to talk to you. They've seen your Twitter. And I immediately went pale.
I didn't even know you could get this on Twitter, but yes.
So, yeah, it's... I joined a specific website. I'm very open about joining. You know, it's for fans, shall we say. It's only for fans. And I've never really talked to anyone that I know about this website, so you guys are the first people.
Oh, well, are you?
Can we hold that thought and can we come back to you in a few minutes and can we explain to everyone and unload all the questions that we have on you?
I get your choice of word there.
Yeah, and Christian.
That's next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're still joined by Christian Hull.
Yeah, we're joined by a good mate who used to work on this show, Christian Hull. He's got a podcast, Complete Drivel Podcast. Yeah. You'll find him online. You know, be careful maybe looking at his stuff with the kids around because a lot of it is quite saucy.
Oh, my cousins who are 11 and 12 Googled my name in front of me the other day and I had a meltdown.
Oh, my God.
I leapt for the laptop. Yeah.
Should I just ask the question?
Yes, and I just want everyone listening to keep in mind, Christian is a friend, so this is a bit of an awkward conversation. And
it's an interesting and funny conversation.
It is a funny conversation to have with a friend.
Christian, I did not expect to see what I saw. Christian, congratulations, you are now doing porn.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And just to be clear, if everyone thinks that in our spare time we're just on the websites.
Of course you are.
No, not. I got shown this by somebody in our team because it was on Twitter and I had no idea that Twitter was such a huge space for that kind of content.
Twitter's only used for that now these days.
Mm. I mean, I get my news updates, but sure. you have updates of different sorts happening. But it was so confronting because no one warned me about what we were about to see.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise.
Oh, my God, and it's really... So I have a page that you pay to subscribe to and at the start of the year I felt really comfortable in my body. Like I'm a bigger unit. I'm 115 kilos. I'm 5'6". And I've really learned to appreciate my body and a switch flicked and I just don't wear clothes anymore. And I share a lot of videos and photos on this particular website of which I promote on Twitter, and I knew the day would come where people that I knew would stumble across this, and here we are, and this is fun. I'm having a great time.
Christian, I'd love to be the first to say it as a friend, but I love it. Good on you.
Thank you.
But I would be lying if my second and very quick reaction wasn't, I hope you're okay.
Yeah. I'm living my best life. You've just seen me. I'm living my best life.
Yeah, great.
Financially?
No.
I was going to ask.
I just think you would know putting that out there that your friends and family are going to see it and it is going to be something that you can't take back from the internet. I naturally, in love for you, just worry that there would be a time in the future that you go, I wish I didn't do that because I can't undo it. But if it's just making you happy and you're just loving it, then I'm absolutely stoked for you.
Look, I think you're not wrong in thinking that. I think for a lot of people, I have an incredibly supportive family. Every time I do something new, they just roll their eyes. So they're not concerned or worried. I did think about things for the future, but like I'm my own boss. I don't really want to go back to 9 to 5. I don't really want to do all that. And if I do, so what if, you know, I'm doing those things on camera? Like you have to physically
pay. Well, so you could do that within 9 to 5. You could keep it really, you know, partitioned off.
Well, you know, what I thought is I wonder if, you know, if everything fell apart, if I could walk back in to SCA, which is a company that
oh, no, you know, runs the
radio show.
Now, that's
but
a
do
lot
you reckon
to,
SCA
you
would be like,
again?
Yeah, in you come. We'll throw in a producer as Carrie and Tommy. You can answer the phones. Surely, like there's not. But also, I'm earning way more than I've ever earned
so
just from OnlyFans.
So this is what I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you because I know nothing about OnlyFans. I don't understand how it works. Before I get you to talk to me a little bit about that, can I ask your motivation? So you say that you're comfortable with your body now.
Yeah.
Is the true, quite sexual, sex positive Christian been there all along and you're now like, oh my God, I can get paid to do the thing that I love so much that I've always loved and just be myself? Or is the money so good that you're like, I could probably do this for a little bit. I feel comfortable in my own skin and I'm okay to do it. Like which bit is the motivator first?
I've always deep down been incredibly sexual and I've always I've never been in a relationship. I don't want to be in one. And I am very out there and I've done a lot of things and I've been waiting for the day where I feel comfortable enough to get on, you know, OnlyFans and do this. And it just so happened to be at the start of the year. It's just who I am. I just love it. I've always been a bit of a, you know, promiscuous person.
So then for people that don't know OnlyFans, how does it work for you? How are you making money from that?
So it's a subscription. Basically, you go to the URL. No one can see anything. It's all sort of blocked off. You do have to pay. So you find my profile, you click, you know, subscribe and you pay. It's $9 a month. And then you just get access to all these posts and video content. And, you know, I don't just, it's not just sexy things. Like there's a little bit of sex education in there and it's just like a...
Is that what people are paying for?
No, I've found that the most successful posts are the most, you know, full-on ones that you've probably seen. And the money is really good. It's a lot of work, but
is it rude to ask what you'd get, like what you would make from a post like that?
No, so,
is that rude to ask?
Let me set up... So because obviously I'm not like the peak body specimen that everyone lusts after. I'm not making... Some people can make anywhere from $70,000 to $110,000 a month. So my best month was $8,500 and then my lowest month was $3,500. So I averaged at about $6,000, which was, you know, which is a good full-time income.
Is that posting a video of you daily?
No, it's basically maybe 3 posts a week. Every second day. And it doesn't have to be video, it can be photos, just sort of different content.
And is it rude to ask, do you film them all in one session and then roll them out?
Oh,
or are you
great
doing
question.
The activity every few days?
No, so I will just, you'll book in, you'll have a collab. For example, it sounds like Tommy might be keen. So I'd book a collab with Tommy and then I'd set up, I've got like 4 cameras. You set them up at all different angles. You just roll on it for an hour and a half and then you just clip up maybe... It could be up to like 15 videos from that one session. Because no one wants
one person.
Yeah, because no one wants to watch like 75 minutes. People scrub through. So you just give them the best bits. And I've filmed a lot.
We love the storyline. I do.
Oh, there's one coming up that you would love the storyline of. I've done my first storyline video.
Have you?
Yeah. I've learned
Who
my radio
you?
Producing and I've done like a story arc.
Christian, we love you so much. It's also nice to hear that you're really happy and doing what you love. People can obviously
subscribe.
Check out your podcast.
They can sure subscribe.
Yes, they can
OnlyFans.com / Christian Hull XXX.
And Patreon and everywhere online and Complete Drivel the podcast. Keep doing amazing things. Thank you, Christian Hull.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I miss you.
Miss you too.
We
Thanks,
can collab
Christian.
Anytime. I checked the PO box. Yep.
Yay!
We have a package! If you wish to send any product, anything, I'll accept anything.
If you wish to send.
Oh, if you wish, because I want it to come from the website Wish.
Yes.
It's PO Box 1977, New Farm 4005, Queensland.
Good job.
Okay.
I think this has to be one of my favourite segments.
Oh, mine too. It's like Christmas.
It's like, what's in the box? In the box. What's in the box today?
Oh, there's 3 envelopes.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. The first is a small envelope. And what I ask is, buy products that accurately represents Christian Hull as a person.
So a lot of dicks, basically.
Usually we get dicks and things with swear words on it. Stop!
Is it a dick?
It's a ring
that
says fuck on it.
Oh!
Yeah.
That is very you.
That is beautiful. And then there's another ring that says...
Does it say off?
Fuck off.
Yay! Great. You should sell those.
Do you know what also I do when people send me stuff that I think I can sell on the shop? Okay, second gift. Oh, is this a cock ring?
Stop.
Oh, nope. It's a key ring of a penis. Yep, that's nice.
Yep, okay. On brand okay, still.
Here we go. Now, the big box.
Oh.
God, I love these rings. I'm going to put...
Can't do it.
Can you put on this one? It might be too big for you.
That's right. Thumb ring.
Ah.
Yeah, it
Nat
fits.
Has dropped and broken it already. Okay. Sweet love. It's a box. It's a. Like, it looks like there's a mug in it for sure. It's like a mug box. Yeah, it's definitely a mug.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
It's a mug?
Yep. Is it a soup mug?
And it's not a soup mug, unfortunately. It says, this dick won't suck itself.
Yes!
Yes! And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in the office kitchen.
Do it. Oh.
They won't know it's from us.
Oh, I think anything dick related.
No, they won't. No. I'm going to put this mug, this dick won't suck. I'm going to do it now. Stay there.
I'm going to take it out now.
You're
going
to get me into trouble.
No, because no one's going to know. Okay, it's in.
Sure.
Thank you so much for that. Dick keyring, rings.
Great.
And a mug that now lives in the office.
Love that. You know, at the end of the day, the cleaner comes around and collects all the cups anyway.
I'm not going to read them.
And puts them in the communal drawer. So.
Oh, no, that's where I put it. I put it in the communal drawer.
Oh, you just skipped a step and put it straight in
there. It's straight in the communal drawer.
Okay, fantastic.
Again, PO Box 1977, New Farm, 4005, Queensland.
Perfect.
What is in the water in Florida?
Oh, my God.
I have some headlines for you. We talk about this a lot. There's always these headlines that come out of the state. So it's a Florida man does something.
But it's the most
But it's
obscene,
only a Florida man.
Yeah, but it's also the most craziest things you've ever seen.
Sleeps with a crocodile, has a sheep for a child.
Because I think the last one we spoke about was Florida man breaks into a house, sucks person's toes, then asks for a sandwich.
Yeah,
and then gets
then
arrested.
Sues them for not allowing him to suck toes. Government agrees. Woman who got toes sucked has to pay intruder. You know, it's like, what the fuck is going on there?
And there's always a
it's
series.
It's only in Florida.
Very strange. So I'm not surprised that there are more headlines.
I think it's become like something in the zeitgeist.
Mm. Great word. Great word.
You know, that's a word I try to drop in as much as possible because it makes me sound so intellectual.
So smart. So smart.
What's the other one I tried to... I drop this in all the time. Pragmatic.
Oh, you said that to me?
I said it the other day.
And I was like...
Yeah, I dropped it in. I was like, look, I'm really pragmatic about it. And I actually don't even know what it means. I've just heard my mum say it once. I was like, God, she sounds smart.
But yeah, sometimes do you have words where you understand it in context, you use it in context, but you don't know what it means.
Like, you understand it goes there because someone once said it there.
Yeah, but you don't know what it means.
Yeah, like mum was like, oh, she's so pragmatic about things. I was like, yeah, I'm going to use that in a sentence.
Imagine
and I did. I used it, but you didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought about it, but I was like, he's a lot smarter than me, so maybe he does know what it means.
Do you know what zeitgeist means?
In the sphere.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, Florida man.
Florida man. So I wanted to bring you two stories.
Oh, God.
I want you to pick which one you get to choose. So it's like a choose your own adventure.
Oh, is this fun?
Which? Two stories. Okay. The first one. Florida man arrested for trying to cross the Atlantic in a giant hamster wheel.
Stop.
But wait, I've got another one. Two Florida men scammed Uber Eats out of $1 million with an elaborate scheme.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to lie, I haven't read either one of these articles.
Okay. So it's literally choose your own adventure
choose
blind.
Choose your own adventure, because I know which one I want.
Okay. Okay. I think the hamster wheel one is very interesting, but I want to know what the elaborate scheme was.
100%. Well, the hamster wheel one, that's the whole story.
That's the whole story. We know.
What possibly could there be?
Yeah.
Man drowns in hamster. Well, I don't know if he... Did he survive? I guess we'll never know because we're choosing the Uber Eats one. Okay, clicking on the Uber Eats one because how the hell could you possibly scam $1 million?
That's a lot. Also, considering the amount that you consume Uber Eats, maybe you might get a few ideas.
Yes, please. Two men have been arrested for their alleged involvement in a $1 million fraud scheme against Uber. According to the sheriff's office, a 38-year-old and a 21-year-old were arrested on charges of organised blah, 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 defraud, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Does it get to anything good here? A sophisticated scam that exploited Uber's system. The duo reportedly created fake accounts with phony and stolen identities using the Uber Eats app. One man played the role of both the customer and the courier, placing grocery orders under a fake account and then accepting the orders himself on a different phone.
Oh.
Uber, unaware of the deception, would provide Morgan with a preloaded credit card for purchase of the goods from the supermarket. The investigation further unveiled that after receiving the preloaded credit card, Morgan would purchase items worth up to $700 in a single transaction. Which doesn't make sense because I'm assuming preloaded means you can't spend that much money.
Mm.
He would then cancel the order, converting the preloaded credit card into gift cards for personal use.
Oh.
Oh.
I was like, where is this going?
This is genius. He had an accomplice in the fraud and they went to several Walgreens to carry out their activity. Wow.
Wow.
Holy shit. They managed to scam $5,000 in one day.
I mean, look, it's against the law, but at the same time, you got to give them A for effort.
Wow. How did they even think of that?
No idea. No idea. And so they got to 1 million, did it?
Yeah. They stole about $1 million.
Huh. Insane. Actually, when Uber first came out, one of my friends, I think, got about $2,000. It was 6 months worth of free Uber Eats because they had those free gift cards when Uber Eats first started.
Mm.
And it was like, refer a friend, get $10 off. He hustled so hard with those gift cards. He got 6 months of Uber Eats.
He referred so many friends.
Yes. So it was all legitimate, but wow. He didn't have to pay for Uber Eats for 6 months because he hustled that hard.
That's a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just friend of a friend of a friend.
But also, because it's like that whole scheme of if you sign up with my code, you get $10 off and I get $10 off.
Yeah.
Because I did that once with Power Shop, which is a electricity thing, and it was $75 off. Oh. So we each got $75 off. So I was like, to my 1 million Facebook followers, hey guys, you want $70 off your power bill? Swap to Power Shop. Yeah. Do you know how much power I got?
Stop.
$210. It's pretty good.
Every dollar counts, baby.
I'd done a lot of research into PowerShop, so before I did do my due diligence,
okay.
And I'm still with them.
Okay.
I can recommend them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, cool.
Hustle mentality.
Do you really want to know? I'm just going to find out. Did the hamster wheel go?
Oh, yeah. We got to find out what happened to hamster.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
What?
That's his hamster wheel.
I need you.
How did he not die?
Wait, but do we know that he did not?
No, why not? Because
impressive.
We'll save it for the next Florida man.
Both Florida men, very impressive. With your scams and your hamster wheels.
Yeah.
Maybe illegal, but impressive.
Hey, stick around next week.
This is going on.
I was actually told to go on a second date. My roommates, they're all boys, and I was told to go on a second date. They said, girls get the ick so easily.
So easily!
Give him another chance. And I was like, fine, I'll go on another date. No.
What gave you the ick? Oh, fuck, here we go! Here we go! Oh, my God, I'm so excited for this! Oh, is it really petty? What gave you the ick? Oh, rip it off like a Band-Aid.
I asked what his interests were, and he told me that...
Hi, I'm Christian Hull. This has been my podcast, Complete Drivel. Thanks so much for listening, but it's not enough.
We need more. Much more.
I had a crisis meeting recently where the heads of the network said my download numbers are abysmal and they're about to release me from my contract. If you could please like, share and subscribe and send this to all your friends and tell them how funny it is, even if you don't think so.